Very much so, and in fact, probably a very isolated presence within the current peace process. When we look at the political instability that occurs at the moment, we're pleased to announce that we can contribute £3.3 million of financial support towards 19 projects across Northern Ireland. And as you quite rightly say, four across Derry, Donegal, or Derry, Londerry, and two across Donegal. Vitally required interventions within communities very much at risk, not just due to the political instability in Northern Ireland and the border county regions, but also the lack of funding which exists for community groups such as themselves.
Obviously, the Brexit debate continues and there's talk of hard Brexit, no deal Brexit and various forms of Brexit. You obviously are, to a certain extent, a spectator in this, but whatever happens in the future, it does need to be clarified. The money announced today is sacrosanct, it's ring-fenced, it's there, whatever happens.
Yes, very much so. We're an independent organisation. We're an independent international organisation who we get our donations from the international community, the United States of America, European Union, Australia, New Zealand and Canada. So all of that funding is ring-fenced. It's not at risk of any political intervention whatsoever. And we're delighted that is the case. And, you know, as you say, we're still in a very deeply fractured society and the political uncertainties that exist are just putting additional pressures on these communities. So we're delighted that we can ring-fence these resources and these resources can be given to community groups to progress as positively if they can, given the constraints that obviously exist, but progress at their own pace. And it has to be said that, you know, we're the only intervention at this moment in time helping groups such as the groups in Donegal and Derry, Londonderry and across Northern Ireland. And it's helping to prevent the escalation of some tensions and polarisation that is coming about from the politics in Northern Ireland, but also, as you say, the Brexit debate, which obviously has a huge impact along the border county region. So it's not just the regional politics here, it's the national politics that are really putting pressure on these groups. And we're glad that we can provide funding to either new groups or to extend projects to ensure that tensions don't exist within these communities after all of the hard work that has been done over many, many years.